SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, a final report released after the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicides. Italian officials considering a plan to manage Rome's iconic Trevi Fountain. And in sport, Italy's Jannik Sinner has won the US Open in convincing fashion. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brawl. The search continues for a man suspected of pouring hot coffee over a baby boy in a Brisbane park 3 weeks ago. Queensland Police say their search has now widened to include interstate and international partner agencies. Police have been searching for the man since he was alleged to have poured a thermos of hot coffee on the boy on August 27, leaving the nine-month-old with significant burns to his face, arms and legs. Detective Inspector Paul Dalton has previously described the incident as deliberate and unprovoked.
35 years of being a police officer, I've never come across a job where a child this young in these circumstances has been attacked.
At least four civilians have died in Israeli airstrikes in Syria. A local health official quoted by Syria's state news agency says 13 people have also been injured in the attack, several of them critically. It's understood the airstrike took place in the vicinity of the city of Misyaf. Two intelligence sources say the strikes hit a chemical weapons facility, which is believed to be used for weapon production by Iranian military experts. The final Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicides report has been handed to Governor-General Sam Mostyn. It will be tabled in Parliament and made public later this afternoon. The Commission spent 3 years receiving almost 6,000 submissions documenting widespread bullying and abuse in the Australian Defence Force. Chair Nick Aldis says it's now up to the government to act on the report's findings.
The problems are clear. They're not new, but they're clear. And we hope that the Royal Commission has achieved one thing, which is to make the problems undeniable. It's really up to the government and our Parliament now. We will hand down our recommendations and findings today. We hope they're approached in a bipartisan manner. It should not be a political issue, uniting to help and support our veterans and our serving members.
Australians on income support are cutting back on meat, fresh fruit and vegetables because of the rising cost of living. An Australian Council of Social Service survey of 760 people on job seeker, youth allowance and parenting payment found that most were cutting back on certain foods. It's also found 3 in 4 were struggling to afford the medication they needed, while 51% said they skipped meals altogether. The opposition is calling for powers to split up Qantas and Jetstar following the failure of smaller airlines in Australia. This year, budget airline Bonza has been liquidated while Rex has entered administration as they struggle to compete with major airlines. The government has committed to introducing an industry ombudsman to improve the treatment of customers, but the opposition says divestiture powers are needed to improve competition. National Senator Bridget McKenzie says the aviation sector isn't meeting community expectations.
The Australian travelling public doesn't expect much. It expects its planes to take off and land safely on time, their bags to arrive in the same place that they do, and for them to be able to afford a ticket. And right now, the aviation sector is in crisis.
To Italy, and officials in the city of Rome are considering imposing a fee for tourists to access the popular Trevi Fountain. Hordes of visitors park the Baroque monument on any given day, taking selfies and throwing a coin into the water. But authorities are now considering a €2 ticket plan to access the open-air fountain, which the Eternal City's top tourism official, Alessandro Onorato, says is more or less the same amount that people toss into the fountain to make a wish. Onorato says he hopes the fee will discourage people from eating on the steps overlooking the fountain and feeding pigeons, or worse, reenacting Anita Ekberg's plunge into the fountain in Fellini's La Dolce Vita, a frequently repeated misdemeanour that carries a fine. To sport, and in tennis news, Jannik Sinner has become the first Italian man to win the US Open. He's powered to victory against American Taylor Fritz, taking out the match 6-3, 6-4, 7-5. Sinner's tournament began under controversy after he tested positive for an anabolic agent in March, though he avoided a ban because a tribunal accepted it was due to unintentional contamination. He says this victory is especially significant.
Yeah, this title for me means so much because the last period of my career was really not easy. I love tennis. I practice a lot for this kind of stages, but I also realize that off the court there is a life. I would like to dedicate this title to my aunt, because she is really not feeling well health-wise. I don't know how much I still have her in my life.
I'm Deborah Gruock. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.